This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister commends athletes. Agriculture Ministry says local supply of fresh produce not affected by exports. And Silveira Castro satisfied with consultation on minimum wage. Details after the break. Government suppliers, the government has heard your cries.
Public procurement is getting faster, easier, more efficient.
Trained and certified procurement specialists across the public service.
Quicker responses to queries and complaints.
And best of all, it's going electronic. Get tender notifications via email.
Complete the process in your home or office.
Public procurement reform in action. Call the Ministry of Finance and Planning at 932-5220 or visit gojep.gov.jm for details. Now the news. Chairman of the Minimum Wage Advisory Commission, Silveira Castro, is expressing satisfaction with recent consultations on the national minimum wage and the minimum wage for security guards. Mr. Castro says these suggestions from members of the public and the business community were in line with the expectations of the commission.
The response that I've got here is expected. Unlike other years when the responses were 20 and 30 and 40%, I think Jamaicans now is realizing what the state of the economy, and they're pegging that to any views that they would have on an increase. So they've been very reasonable, 10%, 8%, 12%. So these are things that we'll be looking at in order to make our submission to the minister.
Mr. Castro was speaking in an interview with JIS News following a consultation in Montego Bay Tuesday. The consultations will continue on August 20 in Mandeville, Manchester, then on to St. Anne on Tuesday, August 25, before ending in Kingston. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller is commending the nation's sportsmen and women for their outstanding representation of Jamaica and its people in recent competitions. In a statement issued Wednesday, Mr. Simpson-Miller said the country's athletes embody the hopes and aspirations of the nation and represent the very best of our culture and talents. Highlighting the National Paralympic and Special Olympic teams, who both impressed at international tournaments held earlier this month, the Prime Minister described them as special gems in Jamaica's crown of athletic glory. The Prime Minister also made special mention of the Sunshine Girls for their spirited participation in the Netball World Cup recently held in Australia, noting that she stands with the rest of the country in saluting their efforts. Mr. Simpson-Miller also signaled out Jamaica's women cricketers for their second-place finish against Barbados at the Super 50 finals in Trinidad and Tobago. Meanwhile, Mrs. Simpson-Miller is extending her best wishes to the two teams set to represent Jamaica at the World Championships in Beijing, China from August 22 to 30 and the 2015 Commonwealth Youth Games in Samoa from September 5 to 11. The Ministry of Agriculture is assuring the public that its buyer's mission, which seeks to attract overseas importers of local fresh produce through the Agricultural Competitiveness Program, will not affect local supply. Marketing consultant at the ministry, Dr. Derek Deslandes, says Jamaicans can still expect their usual supply of local produce as systems have been put in place to address the issue amid the prevailing drought.
The drought has been a wake-up call, and I think the AgriPark was one of the ways to address it. But the program has to be expanded beyond just AgriPark, because most of our farmers that are producing for the local marketplace don't have access to water. So whenever there's no rainfall, then there's a problem.
Dr. Deslandes was speaking at a recent JIS think tank. And Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites is again appealing to school administrators not to withhold vital school materials from students whose parents are unable to pay auxiliary fees in full. The minister is urging school administrators to broker payment plans with parents where possible to ensure that students are not disadvantaged to begin the new academic year. He further says parents must also make every effort to contribute to the expenses of the school their child attends.
You can't legislate that from Hero Circle or Gordon House. What we have to do is to call upon the integrity and reasonableness of our people. I understand the principals taking a hard end, because many times if they don't collect as much as possible, no, they don't see the parents again until the end of the year. We have got to be reasonable with each other. No child must be out of school on September morning.
The minister was speaking at a recent press conference. That was the JIS News. I'm Aroya Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.